I'm Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman, who's on assignment in India. And this is The World. As I'm talking now, there are hundreds, maybe thousands of people trying to make their way into Europe. And I say people because we've been struggling for a while over what to call them, migrants or refugees. This isn't just a semantic debate.
It actually matters quite a bit.
Somini Sengupta deals with this issue all the time. She reports on the UN for the New York Times, and she tells me why this nuance is important.
A refugee is someone who can show that she or he left their home country to escape war or persecution. And this definition is based on a global treaty that came into effect in 1951 when the world was a very different place, when we were recovering from the Second World War. And under that treaty, a refugee is defined as a person with a, quote, well-founded fear of being persecuted on the basis of race, religion, membership of a particular group, or her or his political opinion. Now, a migrant, broadly speaking in the English language, is someone who is on the move from one country to another. Now, it should be pointed out that critics do say sometimes that the distinction between refugee and migrant can be imprecise. And migrants, you know, they don't have a legal right to stay, but they may be fleeing, you know, an island in Bangladesh that is sinking into the ocean. They may be fleeing a desperate situation. They are not entitled to the same protection under international law.
So is there a reason why we see the term migrant being used a whole lot more than refugee? I mean, do politicians prefer one term or another?
Well, politicians may choose the word migrant because their countries are under no legal obligation to offer them sanctuary. Now, again, I should point out that migrants as a word, as a normative word, you know, refers to all people on the move, whether they're fleeing persecution or not. There isn't like a legal definition. There's no treaty that defines migrants. There is a very specific definition of the word refugee. And it's also pointed out by academics and scholars that, well, look, you know, should a Nigerian who is fleeing, for example, Boko Haram in Maiduguri, that mother of girls, can be called a refugee when they're fleeing conflict or persecution. But that family could move to the capital of Nigeria, to Lagos. But they may have no home there, they may have no job there, and in that case, they may become an economic migrant if they try to cross the Mediterranean. So the distinction is perhaps not as clear to some who study this as we might want.
So, Somini, you're writing about this every day. What term are you using?
It depends on the context. If I'm talking about the Mediterranean crossing and I am pointing to the three largest groups, I am using the word refugees. However, the boats that carry these people, Syrians, Afghans, Iraqis, the boats are also carrying people from Mali and Niger and Guinea and other countries in sub-Saharan Africa. Some of them may have a valid asylum claim, others may not. So to be most precise, it would be correct to refer to them as refugees and migrants.
Somini Sengupta for The New York Times.